WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on this $10,000 Thursday. We're going to have your first Money Talks Cash Code of the Day, your first shot at winning 10 grand coming up a little bit later on this hour, brought to you by Long Moving and Storage. But right now, it is time to speak with our guest. You know Alyssa Botello is a writer, director, actor, producer. We've talked about her films here on the station before, but now she's joining us to talk about some exciting events happening in Fairhaven under the hat of her relatively new role, Alyssa, right? This is a relatively new position for you, being the director of Discover Fairhaven.
Yeah. I just started this past fall, so it's been really exciting.
And so talk to us about Discover Fairhaven and what the idea is behind this this concept overall.
Yeah, so the Discover Fairhaven concept, it's basically a branded initiative of the Town of Fairhaven's Office of Community Development. And the Office of Community Development, it's basically tourism and economic development. So just making Fairhaven, you know, a really great place to live for the residents here, and then also just attracting people to our great town, too.
And as anybody who has followed along with tourism in Fairhaven knows, you know, there was a person in that position for a long time, Chris Richard, who did a great job. And now you're going to be the person to follow in those footsteps. But you're coming up with new and different ideas to bring people into town and also to make people that live in town be excited to celebrate all things Fairhaven.
Exactly. Yeah. Chris did such an amazing job. You know, he was with the town since the 90s and he just really built up the tourism office to what it was. And highlighting our history, especially. We have amazing history and, you know, international legends here. And so I'm just looking at different and fun ways to promote what we have in Fairhaven.
And as part of that, there's this new series of events happening this summer, the Huddleston Harbor Fest. So
yes.
can you give us kind of the idea of bringing, you know, we'll talk about each event individually, but, you know, there's not a lot of things that are branded like that for Fairhaven in a way. So this is already, you know, a catchy, I love alliteration. So this is already something that's going to be something that's going to be on top of mind for people.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a way to really focus on our coastline, too. We have, you know, such a beautiful working waterfront, and Fort Phoenix is one of those places that it's just beautiful with the history and nature. And Grimshaw Park, which is the green space behind the tennis courts at Fort Phoenix, that's a space that has not really been utilized for a while now. It used to be the site of Grimshaw Clambake Pavilion, which I'm sure a lot of people will remember. And so that space is owned by the Council on Aging, and we're just looking to bring some new life to it and, you know, have some food trucks and vendors and shopping and music and all that fun stuff so people can gather and have a good time there.
So the first one is going to be happening on May 10th, so really just a few days away, really. And this is going to be Mom's Day by the Bay. So this is a chance for people to not only celebrate their moms, but maybe pick up that special gift if they've waited too long, right?
Exactly, yes, for those last-minute shoppers, or if you just want to take mom, you know, to Fort Phoenix, beautiful, you know, place to hang out, and there's the tennis courts and everything, and there'll be some fun there, too, yeah.
And so, again, I want to let people know, too, these events are going to be happening from what hours?
It'll be 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, so Mom's Day by the Bay is Saturday, May 10th. Then on Saturday, June 21st, you're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Jaws, a movie that, although, you know, it doesn't take place on the South Coast, has a lot of connections to the South Coast.
Yes, absolutely. And Martha's Vineyard is doing a huge blowout celebration. And we figured, you know, we're so close to that. We've got that same nautical culture. So you know, let's get on that train. And so we've got some really exciting things for that, for JAWS and celebrating our maritime history in all of that.
I don't know if you're familiar or not, but I know, being a film scholar, you probably know this already, but Henry Carrero, who used to be one of the talk show hosts here on WBSM, he's actually in JAWS.
I did not know that. What does he do in JAWS?
So he's the guy in the hat that when they have the shark that they catch and they get him up on the dock hanging up, he's best known for the lines like, it's got a deep throat, Pratt. That's a big mouth. Look at it. You know, that guy there, the guy with the hat on and the blue jacket.
That's great. I love it.
So see, there you go. There's a direct connection right there between the towns.
Perfect.
And then Saturday, July 19th is the Dog Days of Summer. And you mean that in all the best possible ways for the dogs.
Yes. Yes. We'll have some pet-centric vendors, some activities, attractions, but also just a general summer feel, you know, with that hot July, you know, midsummer fun.
So I'm assuming that pets are welcome on that day, but are dogs allowed down there in the park during some of these other events?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because I know that question will come up from some folks. Saturday, August 23rd, a splash of art. We've got so many great local artists in this area, and this is a way to get together and celebrate them all.
Yes, absolutely. So many different kinds of art already as we're accepting vendors, and we do have spaces open too if anybody's interested in participating. But yeah, just so exciting to see, you know, what people do with their art. There's so many different kinds of, you know, jewelry making and birdhouses and just such unique things. It's amazing to see.
And we've got a lot of people in this area too that do like upcycling art, where they take things that people have kind of thrown away or forgotten about and turn those into some brilliant artistic pieces.
Yes, absolutely. I think I just signed up a vendor who does that with wind chimes and old bottles, and got that nautical flair with it too. And it's just like, I love it. It's amazing.
Oh yeah. If you like the sound of wind chimes, be down there that day, because you'll hear a lot of them with the breeze coming off off the water. And then we wrap things up on Saturday, September 20th, with a medieval Renaissance fair.
Yes, which I'm really excited about. Selfishly, I love anything like that. You know, Lord of the Rings, my favorite movies, masterpieces. So I just love that medieval flair. So I'm really, really excited for that one to kind of go out with a bang.
And listen, we've got a lot. We're talking today about Edaville. They had the big ride auction yesterday. There's a lot of people who are kind of upset about King Richard's Fair moving Edaville out of there and taking over that. This is a chance for you to, if you're going to boycott King Richard's Fair, not that I'm recommending that, here's a chance for you to still get your Renaissance Fair fill without having to go too far.
Yes, and I'm right there with them. So, we'll have a good time at Ferry, but with our medieval fun.
So these events are all going to be free for people to attend?
Yes.
And also, I know that you've got the call out there for vendors. If people are hearing about these events and thinking, I'd love to be part of that, how can they reach out about becoming a vendor?
Yes, if they go to discoverforhaven.org, they'll see a tab right on there for Huddleston Harbor Fest. And right there on the webpage, there's a form to put in to be considered as a vendor.
And I think that this is going to be something that, you know, becomes a summer tradition. People are going to have these marked on their calendar and come back for these. Are you thinking that this could become an annual thing? And would you do kind of similar events, or are you thinking that there might be other things you bring in future years?
Yeah, I would love for this to become an annual thing, and kind of switching out some of the themes, maybe keeping some the same. You know, for example, JAWS turning 50 in June. You know, next year we can do something different, maybe a Father's Day theme. Just having fun with the different dates and seeing what gets people excited and keeping it fresh and new.
And one of the things that people always comment to me about when it comes to, you know, some of the Fairhaven history is it is so deep and rich, and it is something that is not just about the town, but it's about the whole area. You know, we talk a lot about Henry Huddleston Rogers. He didn't just donate and benefit the town of Fairhaven. He was a key person in kind of all of the South Coast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And this is a way for everybody, even if you're not a Fairhaven resident, come and celebrate all the great things that make Fairhaven so great. And you get to be there in a beautiful spot all day on a Saturday. What's better than that?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Come and stay and hang out and have a good time, and anybody's welcome.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us, and please keep us up to date with all the Discover Fairhaven events that you have planned.
Thank you so much, Tim. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Alyssa Botello. She's the director of Discover Fairhaven. And again, discoverfairhaven.org if you want to find out more information about that. 508-996-0500. That is my number. If you want to call in and chime in, we can talk some more about the Edaville auction. We can also talk more about Mayor Mitchell now seeking, he sent a letter to the city council. He's seeking his deserved pay raise, his earned pay raise, the pay raise that he had been putting off for a number of years. He's not looking for the position to get a pay increase. You know, this isn't like the city council voting themselves a pay raise that people are still complaining about all these years later. This isn't that. This is money that he declined, raises that he declined over the time that he's been mayor, to the tune of $225,000 that he left on the table. He's not looking to get all that back. He's just looking to bring his salary in line with where it should be had he accepted those raises over the years. So he's looking to get about $50,000 a year more. And considering he is the, I don't want to misspeak again and give the wrong number, so let me go back to the New Bedford Light story. They have a great story, very in-depth story by Colin Hogan. He is the 171st highest paid city employee. There are 170 other people on the city payroll that make more money than Mayor Mitchell. The chief executive of the city is one of the lowest paid city workers. I don't, he's in the middle there. So 170 other city employees make more money than the mayor. And these pay increases won't make him the highest paid person in the city either. You know, the superintendent of schools will still make more money. The new police chief will make more money, whoever that may be. And others will make more money, even with this $50,000 pay increase. The mayor's salary last year, $117,381.80. The mayor's salary, if this is approved, $167,768. That would still make him paid less than most other mayors of a city this size. So I don't think that this is a crazy thing to ask. And I think it's going to be a hard thing for the city council not to approve. And I'm sure we're going to hear it from people that are going to call in, well, the mayor gave himself a raise. He's not giving himself a raise. This is a raise that he was deserved, that was earned by being voted in again and again, that he hadn't been taking previously. He basically gave back $225,000 to the city. Again, to put it in sports analogies, he took a hometown discount. And now he's looking to get his fair market value. And even fair market value based on the contract that he currently has, not based on what he might get if he was mayor of another city, to keep that sports analogy going. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I like coffee. Coffee is grand. A question that I would have is, has the median income average for a single person increased from the time John Mitchell first got elected into office?
I don't have those numbers in front of me, but I would assume so, yes, because the minimum wage has gone up and salaries have gone up around that.
Minimum wage has gone up. But I got to wonder, because the last time I looked at it, it said the median income was $29,000 for a single person, and that's not very much. That's well below poverty level. So before I'd advocate for Mayor Mitchell getting a $50,000 raise, which is twice that, almost twice that, I would look at the numbers and see how has he helped.
Well,
raise income of the people in New Bedford.
According to the U.S. Census, in the 2023 data, the average median household income in New Bedford was $56,000. So that $56,000. Yep.
Per person. Okay. Because I know there's a difference between, you know, couple and single.
But this is based on what he would have earned. So this is money that by the contract that the mayor has with the city, and any mayor, not just Mayor Mitchell, but this is already money that he would have earned. So this is already baked in. This isn't anything new. This isn't a raise. This isn't additional funding. This is money that he didn't take previously, that he turned away, that now he's just going to accept.
Right. I know the money's in there, just like NFL players, the money's in the NFL so they can get $10 million a game or whatever. So I kind of understand that. But going back to the average income of the people in New Bedford, if you know, has he made the people of New Bedford better off?
I mean, I guess that's a moot point, because This raise has been there for him, and he has said no thanks. This is like if your boss came to you and said, hey, we're giving you a 4% raise on your salary next year, and you're like, nah, I'm good. I've got enough. I don't need it. Hang on to that. And then eventually my situation has changed. I think I'll take that raise next year.
Right, but now you got to see, okay, there's a big difference. How much is it, 170-something thousand, you said?
That's
what Mayor Mitchell's making now.
No, he's making $117,000 right now.
Oh, $117,000. That's still a whole lot more than the average person in New Bedford.
Yeah, but he's the mayor of the city. The mayor of the city shouldn't make what the average person in New Bedford makes.
Why not?
Because that's asinine. Why would you pay somebody to run the city what a person that makes minimum wage brings in? It's an executive level position. Why should the mayor make $50,000 if the highest paid police officer is making $255,000? If there's people that work in the school department that's making $150,000, $200,000.
The people in charge have a stake in how much everybody's making and the overall wealth of the city, of the people of the city.
The mayor's job is to run the city, not to determine how much your private employer pays you.
Well, that's part of running the city. You're working for the welfare of the people.
Yeah, but what if you work for a company that isn't even in the city? He has no control over that.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I'm going to let you go. Let everybody else call in about Edaville.
All right, yeah, have a good day. Yeah. Don't take shots at me. I'm sorry that you call in with a dumb point and can't articulate it, so you're going to take a shot at me at the end of it. That's okay, though. You can go troll me on Facebook with some comments. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm not going to give you any cheap shots today.
That's okay.
The Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, said that all the states that give out licenses to illegal aliens, he's going to cut federal funding. As a matter of fact, Secretary of DOT from Rhode Island got a multi-page letter. Did we get such a letter in our state? And how much money is going to be withheld from the transportation? Because our roads and bridges are horrible.
Well, I don't think it'll matter.
Anything about it.
I don't think it'll matter because that'll get fought in court and they'll lose.
Can you look into that and have your news guy more details?
If anything comes up, we will. But we're not CNN in there. But if we get anything on it, we'll report it.
We got a train in our backyard that's hemorrhaging a lot of money, $700 million in the hole. If we cut funding coming to our state, we're in big trouble. That means your taxes are going to go up and your taxes are going to go up.
I wouldn't worry about it. I think it would lose in court because that's something that the states have the right to determine. I mean, all of a sudden, the people
that's all conjecture anyway.
Well,
putting your finger up front. in the sky and trying to guess where the wind's going to blow tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. What happened to the states' rights that that Republicans were pushing for? What happens, you know, when it comes to abortion, we want to turn it back to the states, but when it comes to who gets a driver's license, we don't want to let them decide?
You know something, Tim? It's the Uniparty that's our nation's where it's at. It's the Uniparty. They're both responsible for the demise of our nation and where we are today. But I, you know, if you can look in that, I appreciate it. I know you're a one-man band, but we got a lot of information out of your radio station. At least I do.
We'll see what we can find out.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day. And let's take one more call here, and then I got to take a break to go to the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello. I've never called in on your show, but I personally do not think the mayor should get one dime until he starts fighting for the damage that's been done to the fishermen in this community. The lobsters, the ground fish, the small draggers have been devastated by what has happened with offshore wind. And I've seen it and lived it. I've owned and operated a boat for 45 years, and I've seen what's happened to our fisheries, and it's because of offshore wind, and it's not even started yet. They're out there changing the ledges. They're pounding new bottom out there. They're putting rock piles out there with buoys. They are totally devastating our marine fisheries, and he should fight to, like, money was put aside for the fishermen because they knew this was going to happen. And where's the mayor? Not one word. And I don't think he's entitled to one dime because this was the largest fishing port in the country. And he has destroyed many fishermen's lives. I'm one of them. I've witnessed it. I've seen it.
Well, how does it still remain the most lucrative commercial fishing port in the country, if that's the case?
It's not your job business. It's operated by large corporations. But the small independent operators, the small draggers, they are done. We're all done. I've seen it. I saw them 3 years ago out there surveying a piece of bottom called the box toe. The box toe is where the small draggers go in the spring to catch their summer flounder. And they were out there in January surveying that bottom. When those draggers went out there for the first time ever and tried to catch a fish, they couldn't catch nothing. Any place where they surveyed the bottom, and I'm not talking about where they put the turbines, I'm talking about the surveying. When they drive an AC pulse down to the ocean floor that's so powerful a man can't even be in the water, they kill everything on the ocean floor. They've killed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of square miles of our fisheries. And most of that's inshore. It's only off of Norman's, around Gay Head, and going. Now they want to go down into Narragansett Bay to bring the power in. They're going over ledges. It's unbelievable what they're doing. Fishermen don't destroy the bottom. We don't tear up the bottom. A net doesn't ruin the bottom. A dredge doesn't, and lobster gear doesn't. They're out there totally changing our environment, and our he needs to fight to reimburse the fishermen for what they have lost. And I don't think he's entitled to one dime until he does that. Thank you for letting me vent. I never called in on your show, Tim. I appreciate you taking my call.
Well, call back anytime.
I know what I'm talking about. I've owned and operated a boat right here in New Bedford for 45 years. And I still own it today, but it's out of the water because I can't. It's not possible to pay the dockage fees, the insurance, the bait, the fuel, and everything goes with it today with what's out there. It's unbelievable what's happened to our fisheries, and nobody's saying a word about it. We hear crickets. Thank you for letting me vent, Tim.
All right. Appreciate
it.
You have a good day.
I listen to you every day. I don't support your ideology, but I listen. And thank you for letting me vent.
We'll call back again.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I got to go to a break here, and then we'll get the news from Mike. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Measles still spreading across the U.S., a minerals deal signed with Ukraine, and stocks closed the month of April mixed.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The U.S. has signed a minerals agreement that allows us to have access to the Ukraine's rare earth minerals. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced the deal, saying it establishes an economic partnership.
I am glad to announce the signing of today's historic economic partnership agreement between the United States and Ukraine, establishing the United States-Ukraine Reconstruction Investment Fund.
The Trump administration says the deal also addresses the $175 billion in aid the U.S. has given Ukraine since the start of its war with Russia. Bessent went on to say the deal signals to Russia that the White House is committed to a peace process that is centered on a free and prosperous Ukraine. Kamala Harris was back in the spotlight last night. She gave her first major speech since losing her White House bid at an organization that works to put Democratic women in office in San Francisco. Harris is expected to decide on whether she may run for the governor of California by the end of the summer. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul touting her budget deal that triples the size of New York's child tax credit.
The new budget gives 1.6 million New York families an annual tax credit of up to $1,000 per child under four and up to $500 per child from ages 4 through 16. Hochul says
to get a few extra $100 in their pockets to pay those next bills.
The governor explains that a family of four, for instance, with a toddler and school-age child with a household income of up to $110,000 a year will get a tax credit of $1,500, nearly $1,000 more than what they currently get. Families earning up to $170,000 a year will also get a child tax credit for the first time. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
There are more than one dozen new measles cases this week in Texas, bringing the total since earlier this year to 663.
Since the Texas outbreak began, three people have died, including two unvaccinated children, and measles has spread to multiple bordering states.
That was Stephanie Gosk. The CDC says there have been 884 confirmed cases of measles in 30 states since the outbreak began. Almost all of those patients were unvaccinated. The maternal mortality rate in the U.S. has risen slightly. According to the CDC, the rate rose from 19 deaths per 100,000 live births, up from 18.6 in 2023. Excessive bleeding, blood vessel blockages, and infections among the leading causes. The U.S. has one of the highest maternal mortality rates among wealthy nations. Wall Street closed out the month of April mixed yesterday.
It comes after the release of the latest GDP report that showed a decline of 0.3%. Some investors noted the numbers were skewed by a surge in imports recently as companies attempted to get ahead of the White House's tariffs. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 141 points. The S&P 500 rose by 8 points. The NASDAQ fell by 14 points. I'm Kristen Marks.
A Texas man charged for allegedly selling exotic cowboy boots made out of the skin of sea turtles, which has been illegal since the late 70s. Alejandro Hernandez has been indicted on federal charges. Court papers show he smuggled the handmade boots in from Mexico and sold them online from his home in Houston. If he is convicted, he could face up to 20 years in prison. Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts is looking to get off to a big start at the box office this weekend. The film, featuring an ensemble of anti-heroes, is expected to make between $70 and $75 million in its debut weekend. The cast includes Sebastian Stan, Florence Pugh, Wyatt Russell, and David Harbour. Meanwhile, Ryan Coogler's Sinners is expected to make around $35 million in its third week in theaters.
WBSM Sports.
The Blue Jays put an end to the Red Sox three-game winning streak in the bottom of the 10th last night. Score 7-6, those two teams back together again tonight at 7:07.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Starting out a little bit cooler than we have been, but the fact that we're in the low and mid 40s isn't so bad. This afternoon, we keep up with the trend. High temperatures in the low and mid 60s. We're in and out of the clouds throughout the day, but enough sun that you can get out and enjoy, especially considering the wind stays down this afternoon as well. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. I'm a good guy for a gal. So won't you look my palm over? Ooh-hoo-hoo. I've got time for a chat. Ooh-hoo-hoo. So won't you tell me my future? I'm gonna break down at 50, and I'm not quite a stallion.
And welcome back in. That, of course, is Friends of P by The Rentals. It's a song that was written after Matt Sharp of The Rentals. He got a psychic reading from Paulina Porzikova, the wife of then, you know him from the Cars, Rick Ocasek, but he was the producer of Weezer's first album. And while they were making the album, they're just kind of hanging around, and Paulina gave Matt a psychic reading by reading his palm. And that's the information that she gave him. He turned it into a song. And I bring that up because we're going to have psychic readings as part of our Halfway to Halloween event happening this coming Friday from 5 to 7 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. So in addition to being able to try some great spirits, including Harridan Vodka, and be able to buy some great spirits, including the Harridan Vodka Paranormal Reserve Edition. You can get, not only can you get the regular vodka, if you want to take that home, you know, without any spirits attached, you can also get the bottle that spent, I think it's 666 days at the Anderson Hotel, and comes with a room key and hotel stationery, a little box, and, who knows what might be attached to that. So you can get that collectible bottle or just a regular bottle. It's a very good vodka. And other spirits as well we'll be trying. So that'll all be part of the event. I'll be there telling some ghost stories. Stephanie Burke, who you know from Spooky South Coast, but she's probably the preeminent psychic medium, not only in this area, but, you know, she's international. She had a television show on Fox Nation called Secrets of the Asylum. She's been on Kindred Spirits. She's been on Ghost Hunters. And world-renowned, and she will be there giving mini psychic readings, five-minute readings that, you'll just pay her the $20 for those readings. She can't do mediumship readings because it's just not enough time. You could always book her for something later for that, but you can do psychic readings with her and sample some of these great spirits. Pun fully intended. So that'll be happening this Friday from 5 to 7 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Hope to see you there. All right, let's take some more phone calls. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I wanted to jump on the last caller and harp on that a little bit. I mean, that guy's right. Like, you know, we've been hearing a lot of these local fishermen who've been calling in. These are like the lifeblood, the backbone of our community. And, who better to tell us than somebody that's actually physically out there? I mean, I don't know if you've paid attention or come across it, but I've never in my life seen trawlers and lobster boats for sale or up at an auction, for example, online. And I've seen countless. And that tells me something. That tells me that the fishing industry is in shambles. I mean, I personally have a tenant who fishes would go out, and his rent was always on point before the month was over. And it's been getting here later and later. And that tells me something as well, because, you know, he's one of those proud guys that likes to be, you know, up front, likes to, he's serious about his business. And so that's what we're seeing all across the board. And with the train, I mean, we're making a big deal about the trains basically being canceled. Tim, I know you've been in Boston many times, and you've probably been on the train. Mm-hmm. This is common.
Right. Like, especially for commuter rail lines, yeah.
Yeah, they might say, they could spin it and say, oh, it's we don't have people to run it. No way. The Red Line, this was common. In the summer, it was ridiculous. You'd be stuck up in Boston. You'd have to figure out how you were going to get home. So, you know, they can say it's a lack of employees. That's not the case. This has been going on. And you know, so...
By the way, that may sound like we're giving them a defense of it, but it, really it's not. It's what we're saying is that it's a greater mismanagement problem than just South Coast Rail.
Yeah, I mean, and the MBTA, everybody knows it's never been profitable. Not only that, but it's like the money that they have access to is ridiculous. And I have friends that work at the DOT, and they're like, dude, you don't even understand. the money that gets poured into the MBTA, it's ridiculous. And just to kind of sum it up, man, and this is what I see. I mean, I hope not, but it's unfortunate. The brownstones in Boston, when you go up there today, all you do is see homeless people, like, you know, unfortunately, defecating on the streets, doing drugs, so on and so forth. You can't get millions of dollars for those homes if that's what's going on in front of them, right? And what's going to happen is they're going to push everybody out into the outer communities, right? Now there's a train system that can bring them directly to our doorstep. And the reason for that is the prices in Boston are insane for rentals. Right. And those people can't sustain themselves. So what's going to happen is they're going to come down here, and you hear us all the time talking about how our rentals are out of control, like unaffordable, so on and so forth. However, for somebody who lives in Boston, our rents are cheap, and that's going to basically create a bigger affordable housing issue. And you're going to see, hopefully not, but the further decline of our community. You know what I mean? And it's unfortunate, but, like, you know, I've always said this, and it has nothing to do with green energy. It has nothing to do with wind. Our fishing industry is the backbone of this community. It's what's kept this city up and thriving when all the manufacturing took off. To down south before they went overseas. That's what kept us going. The small businesses, the hardware stores, the restaurants, all of that. And I hope not, but man, it's bad out there, and people are struggling, and you see it firsthand. For a lobsterman who's done it for 45 years to call in and be like, man, this is bad, you know it's bad.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Yep, you got it.
Have a good day. I got to take a break, but we've got time to take some more calls. 508-996-0500. App chat's also available on the WBSM app. I got to get this break in. We will be right back. Last night I had a dream about work. Not work here, because I never have dreams about work here. That would not be an unpleasant dream. I enjoy my job. No, I always have dreams about when I was a cook. And last night was one of the few times I've had a dream about my second cooking job as opposed to my first. My first cooking job, I was there 17 years. And that was, you know, stressful all the time, and, you know, I can understand why I have PTSD from it, maybe. But my second cooking job, I was only there about 5 years. You would think it would be, and it is a predominantly less portion of my traumatic dreams, but last night I was at that second job. I used to cook in the kitchen at the old Talbot's Distribution Center in Lakeville. And in this dream, I had for some reason, walked back in there. It doesn't even exist anymore. They shut it down, but for some reason, I walked back in there and nobody was in the kitchen, and I was like, well, I'll just do it, and started making some food. And then everybody came down on their coffee break, and I walked out there and, you know, said hello to everybody, and it was pleasant. But still, I was like, why am I dreaming about that? I don't get into the meaning of dreams. I try not to. I'd rather not. But there's probably some sort of. But all I kept thinking is, wow, nobody's going to recognize me because I've lost so much weight since the last time I was here. But I didn't get to the point in the dream where anybody really talked to me. Anyway, sorry to take you down the path of my psyche. Nobody should have to go there. It's bad enough I'm there. 508-996-0500. Today is $10,000 Thursday. We're going to have your first $10,000, well, sorry, your next $10,000 cash code coming up in the next hour. And then we've got nine more throughout the course of the day. Nine more shots at earning $10,000 for yourself. You could be the lucky winner, taking home 10 grand. You can enter at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. When you hear that three-digit cash code, it is brought to you by Long Moving and Storage. And then tomorrow, we'll go back to our $1,000 prize, and that's it. No more money talks after tomorrow. But we do have another contest coming up that, let's just say, you could be heading out to visit Limon. So that's the little tease that I'll give. We'll have more information for that coming up in the coming days. But yeah, you could spend some time with Limon. He's already offered to take the winner of this out to dinner. So, and not at a 99-cent buffet. He doesn't waste his time at the 99-cent buffets. He goes to the $4.99 buffets. All right, I've got one more break I've got to get in before the end of the hour. Before I do that, though, I want to tell you, speaking of, you know, being able to have all you can eat, everything you could always want to put on your plate is at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Some of the finest meat in the city, cut exactly the way you want it, to your specifications, from an expert butcher who knows what they're doing. Not somebody who just works in the meat department. And again, not somebody who's just packaging things up the way that the store management tells them it's supposed to be done. They do it the way you want to do it. Right to order as you order it. Not sitting around under plastic. Not sitting there for a day or two. It's all cut fresh in front of you the way you want it done. You want a bigger, thicker steak? You want some thinner pork chops? Whatever you want, they'll take care of you. Get those celebrity pork chops. They will change your life. You didn't realize that a pork chop could be cooked like a steak. But when you have those celebrity pork chops, you'll realize you've been doing pork wrong all this time. Plus beer and wine, cheeses from around the world, homemade food every day, including Maria's rice pudding. Everything you would possibly need right there at the Butcher Shop, a real old school neighborhood market. And you can check it out, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. We'll talk to Eric tomorrow. But right now, let me take that final break and we'll be back to wrap things up. All right, we're going to wrap things up and give way to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. He's going to be taking your calls, 508-996-0500. Check out Eataville at WBSM.com. And on the WBSM app, we have a photo gallery of every item that was auctioned off and how much it fetched. What do you think was the most expensive thing? It's probably not that surprising to find out that it was the carousel. Brought in $90,000. But I was more shocked at the fact that, you know, some rides were bringing in $1,500. That, there were some rides that went for less money than the animatronic dinosaurs brought in. People were paying more money for speakers shaped like rocks than they were for some rides. So check it all out at WBSM.com and on the app. And if you bought anything,